Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation on stepping into the unknown. Let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Let's feather our nest, settle in, and together let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently, release. And allow your eyelids to gently float closed as you continue to follow your breath in and out. Allow your body to relax. There's nowhere else to be. There's nothing else to do. And give your mind permission to gently slow down. The concept of certainty is overrated, since realistically, there's not a lot of certainty in anything other than the fact that we are sealed in this flesh casing for the span of a lifetime, and then at some point, that will end. We try to have certainty or convince ourselves that there's certainty through acts of control, imposing our will, assuming things, and yes, many things in our life can be easily assumed. We know that if we're driving on the street and the green light turns yellow, that it will then turn red. We know that. We can assume that. There are so many aspects of our life where we see that, because that's been the probability in every aspect of our being. But there are also so many parts of our life where we assume, we have an expectation. And that's not necessarily how things will unfold. If we can become better friends with the concept of uncertainty, we can move through our lives with greater grace and greater ease, accepting each moment as a magnificent snapshot, assuming nothing, judging nothing, and allowing it to unfold. The first step on merging with the concept of uncertainty is to breathe, connect with the flow of life coming into us and moving back out of us. This allows us to settle down and increases our awareness. It's in this settling down that acceptance of this sacred, precious present moment becomes more intuitive. As we slow ourselves down, we become more connected with the flow of the universe, and we're able to release so many masks and layers that separate us from our most divine self, from our most genuine self. So let's ask ourselves a few questions and follow this path of releasing as we get closer and closer to the vibration of uncertainty. So first, let's peel away our clothes. Let's allow all the clothes that you're wearing right now to just drift away. You don't have to physically remove them. Just allow them in your mind's eye to drop off of you. Whatever clothes you put on today, just allow them to drift away. Feel them fall off of you. Feel them separate from you. and now you're totally naked. And now if you're wearing any jewelry that defines you, let that unravel. If you're wearing a necklace or bracelets, your favorite earrings, just allow those to just slip away, unravel off of you, and drop away. And now let go of your physical body. Allow that flesh casing to just drop away. Feel your flesh just drift off of you, as if you were wearing a robe and letting it go. Allow all your bones and muscles to just drop away. Allow all of your organs, all your cells, to just dissipate into the ether until there's only light. Only light, which once rested at your core, and now that's all you are, pure light. And now release your name, the name you've been called your whole life, the name you're referred to in certain situations. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, give yourself permission to release that name. Place it right now by saying, I am the universe. I am the universe. And now let's peel away the layer of your job, your career, whatever it is that you do on a daily basis. Allow that to fall away. You may have some attachments to material things right now, such as your house, apartment, your car, things you own. Allow those to drop away. You don't own them, and they're not yours. And now allow any attachment you have to another being. Your spouse, your partner, your significant other, your colleagues, workmates, your dog or cat, or other sentient being that you formed a bond with. Right now, allow that relationship, allow your attachment to that relationship to drift away. Take a long, slow, deep breath in, and let it go, and release all your attachments. And here you are, right now, in this sacred, precious, present moment, naked, attached to nothing. So much conditioning has been released from you. By allowing all these wares and signs and symbols of this physical existence to drift away. And in this totally naked and open space, let's open our heart a little bit. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and feel the universe surge into your heart. And as you exhale, allow your heart to open just a little bit. Ask a few questions, but don't feel the need to answer. Allow the answers to flow through you. But don't work, don't try, don't think. Just surrender to the question and allow answers to flow. They may flow instantly or take some time. Just allow the question in. you drift away to any other thoughts or sounds or physical sensations, drift back to your breath and drift back to the question. So let's begin. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And now silently ask yourself that question over and over and over. Sometimes answers may flow, sometimes they won't. The purpose of this is simply to begin a dialogue with the universe. As you follow your breath in and out, with each exhale, allow one more thing that you're attached to be released. A belief, a perspective, an emotion, a connection. Just allow them all to be released as you become less attached, more naked, and more expansive. You waver or question, just come back to trusting that this moment is perfect and whole and pure. And with each aspect of your identity, of your intellect, of your attachments, of your ownership, of your ego that you release, you become just a bit lighter, a bit more detached, a bit more liberated, and more comfortable with uncertainty. And silently repeat to yourself, I am comfortable with uncertainty. I embrace uncertainty. I celebrate uncertainty. I thrive on surprises. I am open to the unknown. I embrace the unknown. I celebrate the unknown. Let's just drift in that space, naked, unattached, unafraid, safe, and protected in the universe of uncertainty. Let's take it a bit deeper. We'll use the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Repeat the mantra silently, over and over and over. And when you realize you've drifted away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations, ever so gently, drift back to Aham Brahmasmi. toss me. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Trust me, I am the universe. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And let's seal this meditation. Let's seal our divine connection to uncertainty by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum, heralding our universality, our oneness, our merging with the universe. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at those who you shared this magnificent, uncertain collective consciousness with. You can put all your clothes back on. And let's bow to each other. Place your palms together, raise them to your heart. And say namaste. I honor the divine light in you. That's also in me. And when you're in that space, and I'm in that space, we are one. Namaste. Feel free to continue this meditation, allowing all your attachments to drift away. And in time, you'll become more comfortable with the concept of uncertainty and the unknown, because that's where the richness of life rests. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, wishing you an amazing day of embracing the unknown. And I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.